We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Actually, that promo was from yesterday because McGuire was on with Mueller yesterday. I'm going to replay portion of what he had to say yesterday. Jim Colony stuck around. Jim, You're like Pompeiani. You live on Twitter. It's your world. It's your life. It's where you tend to hang out. You stumbled into an interesting poll, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I follow Darren Revelle.
I do too.
And he retweeted this from a sports radio station in Athens, Georgia, called The Ref, 960 The Ref. And here's the discussion. So they put a poll out there. It says, per a strange conversation we're having on the morning show, would you take a non-lethal gunshot to the thigh in exchange for a University of Georgia national championship?
Let me guess. The results probably are people saying yes.
Yeah, 68%.
Oh, my God. What
a world.
And
then people are asking what kind of a gun, and if it's a .22, you know, a higher caliber, maybe not. But, yeah, we may have to adapt.
This reminds me of Filippone, who had – now he has two dogs. Okay, he had one before, Cammy. He said he would give up Cammy to have the Mets win the World Series. He would give up his beloved dog to have the Mets win the World Series. Do we live in a sick world, Jim, or what?
Hey, sports is our life,
right? You
think
sports is a little too important to some people?
And thank goodness for us it is.
Right? I guess.
Not that important.
Maybe not quite that important that you'll take a gunshot. No. Thanks, Jim. I know.
Sure.
Appreciate you sticking by. We're going to play the Rutherford interview for you at 11. Also, the Pierre McGuire response to the Rutherford interview in the 11 o'clock hour. I think you'll find both fascinating if you didn't hear them yesterday. I'm going to play the Rutherford one entirely and a significant portion of Pierre McGuire. Jim Leland will join me at noon talking baseball. I'm going to get into some Pirates-Tigers talk, but get into some baseball talk at large with Jim Leland. Looking forward to that. He's one of my favorite people of all time and the best manager I've ever been around. I do have a couple NBA notes, though. One good one, one not so good one. Did you see the parade in Toronto yesterday? Millions of people, again, celebrating Toronto's first title in, what, how long? 55 years? Something like that. The basketball Toronto Raptors taking out Golden State in six games. Huge parade. I guess we can say we do parades here better than they did in Toronto. Seemingly everybody had a great time until somebody started shooting. There were four people shot yesterday at this parade. All the injuries non-life threatening, according to the report. Three arrests were made, and I guess there were a bunch of other injuries because of a stampede. When people hear gunshots, their reaction is obviously to try to run the other way, and people got stampeded and hurt. Apparently, it was a real ugly scene. The police getting rave reviews for the way they controlled it, but not a very good look for Toronto. Three people arrested, four people shot. I mean, I guess I get the occasional drunk, maybe the occasional fight, but when you have three people shot, four people shot, and then the chaos that starts, it's a pretty bad situation, no question. Pittsburgh, I think, can proudly say it does parades, knock on wood, and hopefully we'll have many more to do, but knock on wood and say your prayers that kind of violence doesn't happen here. I said I had a good NBA story for you, and it's college basketball /NBA. You remember Cam Johnson? Played at Pitt, transferred to North Carolina. It was a little bit of a contested transfer under Kevin Stallings. And then if Pitt finally relented and let him go to an ACC competitor in Carolina. Where did he play high school ball? I believe it was Our Lady of Sacred Heart. Went to Pitt, had a good career here, went to North Carolina and had a great career. Ended up being the leading scorer at Carolina on a team that was the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. He's expected to be a first-round pick on Thursday night. Cam Johnson, a first-round pick. They're saying somewhere 20, 22, 23, somewhere around there. It's going to, you know, that'll guarantee him. I believe the first round is guaranteed at least a few million. I have to check on my NBA salary cap. But seems like a good kid, good for him. He also would become the first. This is Craig Meyer had an interesting story on him at postgazette.com today. He would become the first WPIL or City League kid since Danny Fortson in 1997. Fortson went 10 overall. So Cam Johnson would be making a little bit of history for Western Pennsylvania if he goes in the first round of Thursday night's NBA draft. Good for him. By all means, by all accounts, seemingly a pretty good kid, and now has a chance to be rewarded for his hard work in basketball if he has a chance to be a number one pick on Thursday night. Grab your exclusive fan merchandise from the Fan Store now. Visit 937thefan.com/store to get your fan gear made by Fanatic Impressions. In the next hour, we're going to talk hockey. Jim Rutherford joined our show yesterday. Starkey is off, so I did the interview. There's one particular piece that was I found absolutely fascinating. It made national news. It's about 10 minutes, 11 minutes long. We're going to let you hear all of that at 11 o'clock. And then Pierre McGuire, the inside the between the benches analyst for NBC Sports during the hockey playoffs, he and Eddie Olczyk and, of course, the great, great, great Doc Emmerich doing the finals. Pierre McGuire joined the Pony and Muller show yesterday. Pony has the day off, so Muller did that interview. And Pierre had some interesting things to say about what Rutherford had to say, had some interesting analysis of Dominic Cahoon, the young forward the Penguins got in exchange for Ollie Mata. He talked about the big deal, what is it, 8 years, $88 million, that extension that Erik Karlsson signed with San Jose, talked about the Blues winning the Cup and if their style of play might lead to changes around the NHL from a speed league to more of a heavy league. But the Blues had it all. They had both speed and power. I thought they overwhelmed Boston, but Boston, too, has that same sort of speed and power. St. Louis just was the better team. Bennington was terrific when it counted in Game 7. But in any case, you'll hear Pierre talk about that and also his view on whether Mike Sullivan and Matt Murray will get contract extensions. Maybe not this week before the draft this weekend, or maybe not next week before free agency starts on July 1st, but before the season. We'll hear what Pierre has to say about that. That coming up in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Then Jim Leland will join me to talk some baseball. We got a lot of Pirates, Tigers talk to talk about. Mitch Keller getting his first start at PNC Park tonight, what you might expect from him. I think no matter what, unless he just absolutely blows him away, he's probably headed back to the minor leagues. Trevor Williams back in the rotation, scheduled tomorrow. Looks like Jordan Lyles can get back in this weekend, so maybe Mitch Keller's spot will be kind of filled for the moment. I could see him going back to the minor leagues. We'll talk about that coming up. Some other treats as we move along, but hockey in the next hour. You'll enjoy this Rutherford interview. Please stay tuned. Keep your radio tuned to 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.